Luke, the gospel writer, writes in chapter 2 in verse 8 in his gospel account. He says, "That night there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. And suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified. But the angel reassured them, 'Don't be afraid. I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people.'" On that first Christmas night, the angels appeared to shepherds on a hill just outside of Bethlehem. You know, there was a great old 19th century Jewish Christian scholar who wrote this book, The Life and Times of Jesus the Messiah. And he wrote that the shepherds and the sheep to whom the angels appeared near Bethlehem, they were no ordinary shepherds, and they were certainly no ordinary sheep. The sheep were those bound for the temple sacrifice. The shepherds were outcast because of their necessary isolation from religious ordinances and, frankly, life at large. And their manner of life rendered legal observances unlikely, if they were really even remotely possible. How wonderful that in God's wisdom and love, the angels would appear to those guys, the doomed and the outcast. Sheep that were going to be taken for sacrifice and men that weren't accepted in the world. And that was who they appeared at that night with. Today, I think we can declare to the world that the Good Shepherd cares for all people, all races, all colors, everybody. And the Good Shepherd wants to give them peace. He is indeed the Prince of Peace. Christ came on that first Christmas for one great purpose, to die on the cross for our sins. And now God offers forgiveness and inner peace and eternal life to all who will repent and believe in His Son. This is indeed the Christmas message. Jesus didn't remain baby Jesus. So do you know people who need to hear about God's love and His forgiveness? And if so, would you be willing to share true Christmas, a true Christmas message with them this year? And when we do, we are never more like Jesus, as He came for everyone that we might share with everyone His forgiving grace. This day, choose to be a part of the Advent story in sharing Jesus.